HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
The Supreme Court has said it is very unlikely to send three student activists back to jail. They were arrested in May last year for allegedly instigating the February 2020 Delhi riots. It also frowned upon hypersensitivity in political matters. The court made the observation while hearing the Delhi police appeals against the grant of bail to Nitasha Narwal, Devangana Kalita and Asif Iqbal Tanhar by the Delhi High Court in June. Punjab Chief Minister Amrinder Singh will attend a key ceremony where Navjot Singh Sidhu will take charge as the Congress state chief. This is being seen as some rapprochement in the faction-driven party ahead of the assembly polls. Singh has decided to invite all Punjab Congress lawmakers and senior party functionaries for tea. They will all then go to Punjab Congress Bhavan together from there for the installation of the new Punjab Pradesh Congress committee team. The US has said it is disappointed with China's decision to reject a World Health Organization plan for the second phase of a probe into the coronavirus origin. China has trashed the WHO's new plan. It said it is shocked by the proposal as it contains language that doesn't respect science. In May, US President Joe Biden ordered aides to find answers to questions over the origin. The WHO this month proposed a second phase of studies into the coronavirus origin in China. It includes audits of laboratories and markets in Wuhan, calling for transparency from authorities. Biden has backed that probe in addition to his own. The government may choose to sell shares in the Life Insurance Corp of India in two stages, given the size of the sale. It may offer 5-6% of LIC's equity through a large initial public offering. It may then follow up the following year with a follow-on public offer for 4-5%. The idea was to leave enough liquidity and appetite in the market for issues of others, including startups. And it's almost a given that the follow-on will be at a premium. Two-time Olympic medalist Sushil Kumar will be able to follow the Tokyo Olympics in Tihar Jail. Jail authorities have allowed him to watch television in the common area of the ward in which he is lodged. A television set was installed in the ward's common area. Other inmates of the ward have also been allowed to watch the games along with Kumar. They will watch the Tokyo Olympics in the presence of security personnel, jail officials said. Kumar is in Tihar Jail in connection with the murder of wrestler Sagar Dhankhar in May.
You were listening to the HD Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HD Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook at HD Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.